How are you getting on?
Just me, just Andy.
Because Terry's sick, unfortunately. And you know what? We've missed a lot of episodes. Well, we missed a couple of episodes. Let's all just calm down. We've missed a couple of episodes over the last few weeks, and we don't like to miss them. And didn't want to go another week after just being back and missing another one. So you're stuck with me. And I'm going to essentially, this is a podcast under the guise of a solo podcast. I am going to force my musical tastes down your throat. And no, really, it's just going to be just a bit of a chat. And I'm going to play some tunes that I like. I'll frame it that way. That's better. So forget what I said before. It's just going to be a nice, easy breezy chat. I don't know what I'm going to talk about yet. And I'm going to play you some songs that I've been enjoying lately. And I'm trying to vary the songs so that they're not all... It's not all pop punk and emo. But it'll be actual good songs. But, yeah. So I don't quite know how to start this. But you know what? There's always things that have been... that are grinding my gears in some capacity. So I'll talk about those. Number one... Daylight saving time. Oh my god. As I get older, I am getting more and more absolutely furious with daylight saving time. And I don't know who to direct this anger towards. Is it to the people? The people of Earth? We're falling for this? Is it the government? Are they enforcing it? Who's actually the one turning our clocks an hour forward or an hour behind? Because I've been given... I've looked into this last week, because when I heard that we were losing an hour... You know, we're always losing an hour. Doesn't matter what they tell you. You're losing an hour. And if you have kids, you think they give a shit about what time the clock is on. But Saturday is my lie-on day, which I couldn't take this weekend because my family were coming down, so I had to make sure the house was in order, which is absolutely fair enough, to be fair. I still got a bit of a lie on. And then Sunday was Mother's Day, so, you know, I'm not going to say, well, listen, daylight savings, actually, I know you normally get up at 10, but you're going to have to get up at 9. So I was like, you know what, you just stay in bed. But man, this week it felt like... Because I get up early enough to go to the gym, you know yourself. But it feels like I'm getting up in the middle of the night. But here's some stats for you about daylight saving time. Because I hear a bunch of things. My mom used to say it was so when the kids were going to school in her day, that it would be lighter or brighter in the mornings in winter. Another big one that I hear is farmers. Just agriculture. People just throw out that word, agriculture. Well, you know, it's agriculture. Which makes the least amount of sense, because I tell you who doesn't give a shit about what the clock says, and that's crops and animals. There's no way farmers are there going, oh, this is a prime harvest here. If only the clock said it was time to harvest it. They go by the earth more than anyone. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know what I'm talking about, but I think. Can we just abolish it? I mean, like, so essentially, and I even seen Neil deGrasse Tyson talking about it, where he's like, they take, where it's already sunny, they add an extra hour of sun onto that day. And then in winter, when you need the sun in the evening, they take it away and put it in the morning when everyone's asleep. And here's another interesting stat for you. Heart attacks go up 25%, according to that sleep guy, Matthew Walker. He said that when you lose the hour, heart attacks go up 25%. And when you lose, or whatever the other one is, when you gain the hour, heart attacks decrease by 21%. So, you know what I mean? Who is it for? That's all I want to know. Who is it for? I don't know. But it's driving me mad. Like, does the whole world, over a billion people, did they have to change their time? Because for what? A small percentage? They said it was supposed to save energy. It actually costs more energy. I don't know if that was back in the olden days. Whatever it is, it's outdated. And I think we just stop it. Because you have kids, and I tell you what, I've got more kids on the way, as I mentioned on last week's podcast. I don't know why I didn't actually mention that before, but maybe I'll talk about that, discovering that we're having a third child, because I was saying to Kerry, I was like, I have been so vocal about how I never want to have more kids. And, you know, it was one of those where she's like, excuse me, it was one of those where she's like, you know what? I think maybe you should pick up a pregnancy test. And I was like, what? I was like, all right. Like, I picked it up and didn't even think anything of it. I'm like, all right, I'll pick it up. You know, you get these over the 21 years that we've been together, which is insane. But yeah, so I got the test and I'm just there playing. I brought it home. I'm like, yeah, there you go. Whatever. I didn't think anything more of it. And then I'm playing with Myla on the stairs, and Kerry's just at the bottom of the stairs, and she's just staring at me, like, wide-eyed. And it took me a minute to realize. I was like, duh, 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 huh? No! And she just had the test in her hand, and I was like, no! No! I just grabbed her by the shoulders. I was like, no! The two of us all night were just like, fuck, fuck. Because you know what it is? Like, when we had Joni, she was the absolute dream. I learned that she's an absolute anomaly in the general child world. I don't know. She was a dream. Didn't cry that much. So lovely and sweet. So kind. Just so funny. Everything. And then we were like, this is easy. So we were like, you know, let's have another one. And then it took us about 5 years of trying. I didn't hate that part, to say that. Oh, I'm sorry. I've cheapened it now. But then when we were pregnant with Myla, and that was even a funny reveal, because Kerry was like, she was like, we had a little box where we'd keep our coffee and stuff, like our coffee paraphernalia in the kitchen. And she was like, do you want to check the coffee box there? And I was thinking she'd gotten some fancy new coffee. And I'm going through and I knocked the pregnancy test out of the way. I'm like, get that shit out of here. Where's the coffee? And I was thinking, like, joke's on you. There's just a pregnancy test in here. And then I looked at it. I was like, oh. And so, like, that was great. Myla was born and she had colic and she had COVID and she had all the things that you essentially don't want. But she's autistic as well, which we only really discovered about a year ago. So, like, you know, we've learned a lot and all this, but, you know, it's, as anyone will tell you, to varying degrees, it can be a handful. You know, she has meltdowns every day and you have to just try and avoid situations like stacking her animals and one of them won't stand upright. That's a meltdown. But the idea, she's hands-on. And so we were just like, the idea, and we still are, to be honest, a little bit, of like the idea of adding a new baby onto this situation is terrifying, because like she takes all of the time. But I've then lately, literally the last couple of weeks, because I've just kind of parked that and now I'm excited. I fingers crossed for a boy. I didn't care about the first two, whereas this one, you know what? I want the damn boy. If it's a girl, I'll be delighted. If, you know, I know that it's a stock answer, but if it's healthy and happy, I'll be happy. But I will. I'll be very happy. But if it's a boy, maybe I'll finally get a little mini Liverpool fan that I can, you know, push all of my tastes onto. Because my current kids don't care about Liverpool. but even the whole thing of having this baby, because Kerry's about 4 months pregnant now, maybe five. But this is the problem, because went to the doctors, as you do. Yeah, I'm pregnant. They normally set something up at the hospital and you get a letter saying, yeah, you're due in here for your first scan. Great. But like 5 weeks went by after the, no, about 3 or 4 weeks went by after the doctor. And we were like, shouldn't we have got something by now? So then Kerry went back to the doctors again. They were like, oh, they never sent us. We were like, okay, great. They were like, oh, we'll just put urgent on it. So they put urgent, and still 3 weeks went by, nothing. So I called the hospital and was just and arranged the appointment after much back and forth. We got a letter, like, great, you're in on this date. And then we went last week for our first scan, like 4.5 months in or whatever it is. Is it four? Yeah, four, just over 4 months got in. And they were like, oh, we don't have any record of you or a scan. I was like, I said to you one, I was like, this is like some sort of bad dream. I was like, we have not had a scan, you know, like doing all that. But it was fine. And scan was fine, got pictures and all that sort of stuff. We have more scans coming up. But anyway, so that's what's going on in my world. Plus generally just being mental on a day-to-day basis doesn't help. But that's a separate issue altogether. Anyway, this is a good time for me to stop and play a song. Now look, I'm telling you now, you're going to like these songs, all right? And I may have played some of them. If you're a beloved patron, welcome. Welcome, as if you need a welcome. But I'm going to play a song from a band called The Arcs. You may have heard of them. It's the guitarist from the Black Keys, Dan Auerbach, Batch, I don't know how you pronounce it, is the main guy. But there's one song off one of their albums. They only have two albums. It's called Searching the Blue, and it could not be more up my street. And it's a just feel good. It's got a bit of organ in there. It's just good. It's just a fucking good song. So I'm going to play that and I'm going to come back. Sit there and tell me that you didn't enjoy that, because if you did, you'd be lying. Well, maybe you didn't, I don't know. But what else can I talk about? Liverpool football. Let me tell you, like, I'm not going to talk about Liverpool too much because you may not be a football fan, but it looks likely Liverpool are playing Everton tonight. Don't know how that result's going to go, but either way, it looks likely that Liverpool are going to win the league. And I really don't know how I feel. I mean, I feel great about it, but it feels weird. It feels weird that, you know, it's not, that we're not fighting tooth and nail for every point. Do you know what I mean? And that City aren't there. And we're like, who's going to fucking stop them? Those fucking bastards. Big cheating oil bastards. And, you know, Klopp, you know, fist pumping the cop. And like, yeah, we're still, he still believes. Yes. You know, all this emotion and these, like, counterattacks and last minute goals and all this sort of stuff. That's the title race that I'm used to. So it feels weird to not only have a manager who is brand new, love him, but, you know, fairly new, come in, start winning straight away, be quite professional about it, have the team play quite professional, like not this crazy, you know, like the risk to reward ratio is a bit different, like they don't take as many risks and stuff like that. But I think the thing that's weird about this is that, like, not only do you have him, but then you also have no clue what the team is going to look like next year. You don't know. Well, Trent looks like he's gone. You get all, I mean, all the people online, Jesus fucking Christ. Look, I don't think it's good that he's going to leave on a free, but fine. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to hold any grudges if he goes. But the whole thing with Virgil and Salah and all this, like, the team could look like they could go. There's nothing resolved yet. It's April. So it's like, what's the team going to look like? You know? And will it be anywhere near as good if we're losing essentially three of our best players? But it feels weird, I will say. But great. And I tell you, I've been offered a few. You know, people are real nice. People have offered me tickets on the Cop and tickets on. You know, oh, my house is right on the parade route. You know, I mean, possibly sketchy there. Probably shouldn't be accepting invitations to people's houses. But it's cool. The YouTube stuff is cool with stuff like that. I had someone reach out who's going to paint a picture of my beloved cat, Arlo, who died a couple of months ago. And she does these really cool paintings. But, like, it's mad where you get people have been like, you know what, your videos are, you know, so bloody brilliant. I'm like, yeah, come on, guys. I'm like, I can't even commit to the bit, to be honest. But they say, oh, I like your videos. Let me do this for you. And I'm like, fucking great. And I don't like anyone putting themselves out for me. So I'm always like apologetic, even though I had nothing to do with it. They'll offer me this lovely thing, and I'll be like, yeah, that's great. I'm so sorry, and thank you, and absolutely don't stress about it if you decide you actually don't want to do this at all. It's totally, you know, I'm that kind of way. But yeah, it's weird. But I'll tell you one thing that the YouTube has done is that it makes watching the football much easier, because now I can say to Kerry, well, just think of it this way. When the football's on, we're making money. So now I don't have to sit in a corner with a phone or a laptop, but I have the sitting room TV to watch football on, which is, I don't have to tell you, fucking glorious. So yeah, so that's a cool little update. Anyway, this segment's gone nowhere. I'm already out of steam. I've talked about the kid. I've talked about daylight savings time. That's it. That's all I got. I know, I got other stuff. Do you know what? I knew this would happen on the very likely chance that I would run out of steam pretty early. I have some questions that I'm going to answer in the next one. They look fun. I'm not selling this at all, but they look fun. Anyway, here's a song by someone called Claro. The song is called Juna, and it's just lovely. It's a lovely, whimsical, breezy song, and I can't stop playing it. I don't know why, but I just love it. It's very, very listenable. It's not that long. Again, I don't know you personally. Well, I know some of you personally, but I can safely say that you're going to absolutely love it. These days I get too intimate. How about that? Nice smooth song. But yeah, I don't know anything about this person. I don't know. There's a couple of songs that have popped up on my Spotify. Do you know what? Here's the thing about Spotify. Terry's Spotify Discover Weekly knows him better than I know. You know what I mean? Whereas my Spotify Wrapped doesn't know me, or not Wrapped, Spotify Discover, whatever, doesn't know me at all. Like, my Spotify, Terry's Spotify Wrapped is like that when Bart's having that dream that when he sells his soul, and Terry's Spotify Wrapped is rowing him to bliss, whereas I'm rowing by myself because my soul is, well, you get it. This is hard. This is fucking hard. All right, some questions. If you could swap lives with any fictional character, oh, they're these kinds. With any fictional character for a day, who would it be? I already know the answer. It'd be Kramer. Now, Kramer the character, not Michael Richards, because he seems like he had a terrible time. But Kramer, he comes and goes, like, you know, as they say on the show, falls ass backwards into money. Just, I think after you have a family and stuff, you appreciate that sort of carefree lifestyle more. Whereas I thought as a kid, God, I hate to live like that. Next one. What's a completely useless talent you have? Beatles facts. I can out-Beatle anyone I know. In fact, let me see if I can find. Is there a Beatles song generator? And I'll give you a fact about the song that pops up. Doesn't that sound fun? Great. All right, Beatles song. Oh, Beatles inspired generator. Get out of here. Random Beatles song generator. All right, here we go. Here, I'm going to see if I can go 5 for 5. I have up a random Beatles song generator, and I'm going to tell you something interesting about it. Right, go. Penny Lane. John Lennon was the only one who lived on Penny Lane. And Paul wrote the song, and he was very much going for a Beach Boy sort of vibe after Pet Sounds was just out. And yeah, that's enough. There you go. Anything else? No, that's it. Next, She Loves You, my favourite Beatles song. John and Paul wrote this in a hotel room, and Paul's dad, who was a bit more of a classical pianist, suggested that it was like, why are they doing that American yeah, yeah, yeah? Would it possibly be better if you said she loves you, yes, yes, yes? To which John and Paul rolled around laughing and said, fuck off, old man. But I love this one. Do you know what I love about it? I love the fact that they're both singing every word. You know, they're harmonizing from the very start. Anyway, and they love the fact that they'll always try and do something a little bit different with every song, especially as they were starting. And this was like, oh, this is from like a friend's perspective. It's not even like me to you, which is what it's always been. Like, you know, hey girls, I love you. P.S. I love you. I want to hold your hand. You know, buy her single. This is like, no, I was chatting to her. She loves you. You know, like a lot. I like all that. Anyway, next. Being for the benefit of Mr. Kite. This one was a circus poster that John Lennon found and essentially wholesale took every bit of text that was on the poster and turned it into this song. It's probably the trippiest song on Sgt. Pepper. I remember listening to it on Mushrooms with Kerry when I was in Amsterdam for my 21st, thinking I'd figure the whole thing out, and then forgot about it when the mushrooms wore off. But the funny thing about Mushrooms is, like, you could be listening to a song and it feels like 10 minutes have gone by and you're like, is this still the same song? Like, oh my god, we're only on track 2. Which was also the case when I went to Amsterdam with Terry, and we were listening to Smile, and Heroes and Villains, the second song, but like, it changes so often that you don't know where you are. And I was like, Terry, it's only track 2. He's like, what? Anyway, next one. So that's 3 for 3 so far. I Want to Be Your Man. This was a song that they wrote and gave to the Rolling Stones and then recorded their own version anyway. But this was, I think, one of the Rolling Stones' first hits, and it was given to them by John and Paul. God, I'm good. Next. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. You know, I'm just going to keep going. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. It was banned off the radio because the L in Lucy, the S in Sky, and the D in Diamonds, people thought was LSD. Well, it is, but they thought it was advocating the use of LSD or acid, to me and you. And it was actually a picture that John's son Julian drew in school of his friend Lucy. And he said, "What's that?" And he said, "It's Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds." I mean, who are we kidding? They knew what it was as well. I mean, they can say no, but, like, it was. And you know what? This is one of the most famous songs that I actually am not... Like, I love the verses and, you know, I think that's really good. I think the chorus is just so, like, meh. Just all one, two notes. Lucy in the sky, and that's it, again and again. Like, come on. So yeah, what was that, four? Yeah, let's say four. No, I think that was five. I'll do one more. Strawberry Fields Forever. What have I got about this? The audio for John is slowed down. Let me take you down. That sort of stuff. Not his normal singing voice. They slowed it down so his voice sounded deeper. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Is that all we got for that? This was the B-side to Penny Lane, which, I mean, you hear that the Beatles are working on a new album, Sgt. Pepper, and then they hit you because they were famous for not putting their singles on their albums, giving you extra bang for your buck. So they're like, oh, I wonder what they're working on. Hey, they're growing these cool new mustaches. What's, yeah, that's so interesting. Boom, Penny Lane A-side, and B-side is Strawberry Fields Forever. I mean, it gives you an insight into why John was fucked up right off with Paul as the time went on. But because his beloved Strawberry Fields only got a B-side. Anyway, I'm going to play another song. Nothing to do with Beatles. And here's a band that I actually really like. I like this album. And it was only released a couple of years ago. Their band are called Always, spelt with two V's. How does that work? Alvvays. I hate when bands, if on a slight side note, I hate when bands make their name hard to pronounce. that's it really. You know, where you're like, I think it's this, or I don't know if it's pronounced that, you know, like that sort of stuff. I'm like, just fucking give me a, you know, don't make me look like an idiot. Which I very much look like now. But this is you know, it's a jingle jangle sort of, I want to say it's a shoegaze sort of song, which I'm not that familiar with that genre, but as I understand, it's like a bit kind of wall of soundy, and apparently it's called shoegaze because when they're on stage, they're staring at their shoes because they're pressing the pedals to make that sound or whatever. Never knew that. But I think this is just a banger. And if you like this one, you'll really like the album. It's called Blue Rev. And yeah, I think it's brilliant. So here it is.
I've been watch you fall apart. But things fade like the scent of a brand new car. Why would I ever fall in love again when every detail's over the guardrail? Say you climb your way out of your wake now. Say you pull your way out your way.
Now, you weren't expecting, admit it, you weren't expecting these songs to be that good, were you? Well, that's where it's going to end for you, because I'm going to play you what I've really been listening to shortly. But I'll talk about some stuff first. Here's a few more questions. What's something really mundane that you find way too interesting? Do you know what? I don't know if this says a lot about me as a person. I fucking love getting my eyes tested. I don't know why. Do you know what? I think I just like answering questions that I can easily answer. You know what I mean? You know, like if someone in work is like, sorry, this is a really stupid question, but how do you move that to there? And I'm like, do not apologize. I love answering questions that I know the answer to. And for some reason, getting my eyes tested, it's like, I don't know why I'm talking about this. It was, I don't know, you're in this nice little quiet room, nice little oasis from the world, and they're just asking your opinion on number one and number two. Like, yeah, I think two is a little better. Okay, and now, number one, number two. Now, of course, you have to get over the fucking puff of air in the eyes, which, I mean, would put me off ever getting my eyes tested. But once you get past that, it's great. Next question. What's the dumbest argument you've ever had? Oh, my God. All of our arguments are dumb. I'm talking about Kerry here. Me and Terry never argue, really. But with Kerry, you betcha. But it's all dumb shit. Like, you know, where it's almost comical if you actually 2 minutes into the argument, you think, how the fuck are we here because of this topic? You know what I mean? I can't think of one offhand, of course. Just like when she asks for an example of when she's done this thing that I've said she's done, I can't think of anything. But it's very much, whenever she's actually giving me the examples, she very much will have a Rolodex and a PowerPoint presentation of, well, on this day, you clearly said that. Now, is that false? But there's one, do you know what, there's one thing we don't actually talk about. Sorry, my voice went low there because someone popped their head in the studio and I'm trying to keep talking like everything's cool. How much did they hear of that nonsense that I was saying? Anyway, here's something that we talk about a lot, and please someone explain it to me like I'm five. Maybe I should get ChatGPT to explain this. The economy, right? I don't understand. And she kind of scoffs at this, as in like, how could you not understand this? Because I'll say to Kerry, like in a very hippy-dippy sort of way, how do you print more, like why don't you just print more money for everyone? And she tries to explain, to be fair, and she puts it in really simple terms, but she's like, well, then the cost of everything goes up because it's supply and demand. I'm like, yeah, but does it have to go up? Can we just all decide, here's an extra $10 billion into the economy. Here, you have 50 grand, you have 50 grand, like whatever. Now, well, we'll all agree, because the economy is a construct. Like, who's losing out if we keep everything the same price and give everyone more money? And why can't they do that? Because they can do it, right? Please, someone who's just even got a little bit of intelligence, explain to me why. this can't. So I can go back to Kerry and say, aha, you didn't think of this, did you? And then she'll off the cuff just completely nuke that argument. But why is it? Why can't we? And why don't we? I mean, this is so like, hey man, why don't we all just, you know, give everyone money and trade goods and services, man? Anyway, whatever the fuck, I don't know. God, what is this episode? You came here expecting a bit of banter between me and Terry, and now you're just getting my inane observations. Last one, irrational fears, bees and wasps. I'll tell you right now, bees and wasps. Still, just like when I was 10. And if they come around my kids, I'm fucking useless. Oh my God, my biggest fear is like having to try and protect my child from a wasp, where I want to run as far as possible out of the room and out of the house. And get this, Joni is taken to ordering things from Shein. I haven't told her about the human rights apparent alleged violations. I don't know anything about them, but apparently they're not a great company. But she's starting to get her own style and she's trying to, you know, all this sort of stuff. So I'm just letting her get some clothes. And let me tell you, the last order, first of all, we're never getting them again because they're shy and they don't fit anyway. So that's that. Anyway, on top of all the human rights shit. But this fucking wasp flew out of a shoebox that we got a couple of weeks ago. And like, the fucking sound of this, it was like, what? Like, the, you know that low buzz where you're like, oh, fuck. And I was like, I'm like, go. Like, I'm already running out of the room. I'm like, go. We got out of the room. Kerry's putting Milo up. I'm like, Kerry, I need you in here. I'm thinking, there's some Asian wasp from like Singapore or something in our sitting room, like aggressively flying around. But Kerry got rid of it. I tried to bash it, but I'm like, if I miss this, it's going to come at me. So I very much went outside and looked through the window. And my dog is still in there. My dog's trying to snap at it. I'm like, stop it, bud, stop it. I'm like freaking out and banging on the window. And he's like, what is it? Oh my God. Talk about passing on my insecurity. Is that insecurity? Fears to my kid? Anyway, Kerry took care of it anyway. Listen, last song. Now, I'll be honest with you. All those other songs I played you are great. I haven't listened to anything bar this band that I'm going to play in the last like maybe 2 weeks. Right. As you know, I'm a pops punksman at heart. An emo'sman, big Blink fan, as you guys know. Now, I'm not going to play you Blink. And I'm not even going to give this to Terry as a bangers for Terry because he's a marksman. And I'm very much a Tomsman. And I've kind of gone through all the Blink stuff. Don't really fuck with too much of the Matt Skiba stuff when Tom was gone. And Angels and Airwaves were always this band that I'm like, you know what, over my 20 years that they've been out, I've always tried to get in and I'm like, no, it's not for me. I loved the first single, The Adventure. Pff, fucking banger. And I kept, over every couple of years, I try. I'm like, there's got to be something in here. And every time I go in, I'm like, it's not what I'm looking for. And now, folks, I fucking cracked it. And it's fucking euphoric. It's like pop punk. Now, look, for the rest of you, for those of you not interested, thanks very much for listening. We'll see you next week. I'll be back with Terry. Thanks for sticking with me this far. If you can't take this sort of music, totally understand. Thanks very much for listening. Now, the rest of you, it's pop punk. It's spacey. It's epic. It's euphoric. And like, I know Tom's voice can really grate on people. Not me. Give me more of it. The lyrics, yes, they're cheesy. I mean, all of it points to it shouldn't be good. But it, you know, it's just like that thing where it's like, if you just decide that actually this is class, then it is class. But I had to, I tell you what I'm happy most with. I'm going album by album. So I'm only the first three albums in. Because I think that's the proper way. That's the way I used to do it. Rather than, because when you have Spotify, it's like, oh, I'll just go to This Is Angels and Airwaves and listen to various stuff. No, I want to hear the progression from the start to the how they, when they perfected it, when have they kind of gone a bit off-road, and then when did they get it back, all this stuff. But the sound, I can't listen to anything else at the minute. You know what? I haven't even decided which one I'm going to play yet. But whatever it is, I'll have a link in the description if you want to check it out more. You certainly don't. That's why I'm sticking it at the end. But fuck me, it's good. If you're into that sort of music in any way, I would really recommend the first two Angels and Airwaves albums. Anyway, that's all from me. I got to get back to work. Thanks so much for listening. Get well soon, Terry. Even though, why am I saying that to you? I've told him that personally. Folks, I'll be back. And Terry will be back next week. I love you. And thanks very much for listening. Here's a fucking banger. Goodbye.
So hear this.